Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise.
I'm so excited. I have Dr. Francolina here from Italy. Good day. How are you?
Just fine. Hello, everybody. Italy is beautiful today. Hot, wonderful weather.
Yeah, it's so nice to meet you, Dr. Lina. Can you tell everyone a little bit about the type of medicine you practice? Because you have your MD from the University of Milan, correct?
Yeah.
And then you have your PhD from La Jolla University. And you practice psychosomatic medicine, holistic medicine, and you integrate East and West. And you and I are also both passionate about prevention. We're passionate about bridging Newtonian views and quantum views. So can you tell us a bit about like your private practice and how everything's going?
So I'll tell you what, healing is a love affair for me. Healing, the healing process. When I was 14, I bought a book about yoga, and I didn't know anything about yoga, but it was amazing. Yoga is Ayurvedic medicine, which is a very old, 3,000 years old, holistic medicine from India. And today, Ayurvedic medicine is still all over India. It is still, how would you say, number one medicine in India. Number two is homeopathy in India. So yoga helped me to go inside. Of course, outside this world is fantastic. Outside it's so beautiful, but I tell my patients, go inside. You will find treasures. You will find your soul. You will find your heart. And you will find your healing process if you know how to go inside. So since when I was 14, I was in tune with the holistic paradigm, holistic rules, which are so old. For instance, in China, Taoism is 3,000 years old, and it's very similar to Ayurvedic medicine and to homeopathy and psychosomatic medicine. So when I graduated from Milan with a homeopathic thesis, which is the only one in Italy still today, the only one, I said, now, of course, I love research. I love especially neurosciences. I'm very fond of neurosciences, which is how the brain works. And it's amazing how fast and how holistic is our brain. But then I went to Lyon, France, to specialize in holistic medicine, just about everything, acupuncture, homeopathy, phytotherapy, quantum medicine, and body psychotherapy. I was trained in body psychotherapy by Catherine and Malcolm Brown for 5 years. So when I began to work with my patients, my approach was and still is holistic. It's unbelievable how we are holistic inside. Inside of us, there is a system, which is the endocannabinoid system, which is holistic. It's our boss, number one. And if it's working, you are fine. But if it is not working, you are in trouble. So remember, your body wants to be holistic. your mind wants to be holistic, but they have to be in tune.
Yes.
They have to be in balance.
Yes.
Otherwise, we are not holistic and we get sick.
Yes. And, you know, one reason why I'm just so excited to have this conversation with you is we both have our different types of training, but the way I see the universe, when I'm looking at my patients and anyone, I come from a place of wholeness. I come from a place of wellness, not illness. The words that we choose, the thoughts that we have, the environment that we're in affect our mind as well as our body. And that's what you're talking about. So I think we're both very passionate about having our, when people come to see us, having them think about that they're their own best healers. I like to empower people when I meet them, that they're the ones who are working from within, that they come to see Dr. Lena, they come to see Dr. Denise, but then we give them the tools so that they can feel like they're the captain of their own health. Would you agree?
All right. They have to be the master of themselves.
Yes.
Because truth is inside of us. Then I went to India when I was 40 to specialize in meditation, visualization, and mindfulness. And it was beautiful because India is beautiful. And when I came home, I started to practice meditation with my clients, with my patients. And my method is called Medicine and Soul.
Beautiful.
And this method uses both holistic medicine and meditation at the same time.
Fantastic.
And it's amazing how you can talk to your body, you can talk to your stomach, you can talk to your thoughts.
Yes.
You can even talk to your illnesses.
Yes.
You can even talk to your energy.
Yes.
And they talk back to you. It's back and forth.
Well, it's really interesting when I hear you speaking. I'm an adult and child psychiatrist in the United States. And I train in Western medicine with always an Eastern mindset from the foundation. And so much of being a psychiatrist is teaching people to cognitively reframe, do positive talk, be mindful. And so what you're talking about, I integrate with my patients cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, and then I tune in before sessions, before my patients come, I quiet my mind and I have a process because I feel like there's a resonance between two souls. And I think that on top of our material knowledge and wisdom, what you're talking about is an energy connection that we have with ourselves and an energy connection that you and I, we covet and it's sacred between ourselves and our patients.
Yep. Of course. With my method, which is medicine and soul, he has a heart-to-heart connection with the client, with the patient. And it works in a wonderful way. And then later, I went to Germany to specialize in quantum medicine. Because in when I was in Lyon, in France, we only had a few informations about quantum medicine, but I really loved it. So I went to Germany to specialize. Quantum medicine is unbelievable how it works. We have some medical devices and they can send you the right frequencies to be in balance. And it's unbelievable how many cells we have inside of us. More than 100,000 trillion cells in our body. Each little cell has its own frequency, its own electromagnetic field. So we are just like a battery, a huge battery full of energy. As long as we are in balance, everything is fine. But when we are weak, it's just like when your car is not able to start and you have to change the battery. And we do the same in quantum medicine, because in a split of a second, in 15 milliseconds, every cell is able to send its message to the hypothalamus. 15 milliseconds, which is a split of a second.
Yeah.
And the hypothalamus, which is our boss, it's in the middle of our head, in the middle of our brain, the hypothalamus sends his message back. It's a feedback, both ways, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they are balanced all the time, all the cells, all those trillions and trillions of cells are in balance all the time. So it's like a highway with heavy traffic going back and forth, but yes, it's healing.
Yes. So I would imagine for you, and also for me, a lot of when you're meeting with a new client or patient, a lot of it's educating them, like you're talking about, that everything's energy, and having them conceptualize their own healing process. I work with kids, teens, and adults. So when I talk to children, I talk with them about being their own best friend and what we tell ourselves. And the same thing from a holistic standpoint, what nutrition we have, what sleep we have, what exercise, what friend group we have. And also when we get stuck, just like a highway, you were talking about a super highway and a resonance. There's times when people from a mental health perspective get stuck in a feedback loop. That could be negative self-talk, worry self-talk. And so I would love to address, because I know you practice in a very wide range. Do you think with what you're talking about, you and I could discuss what we do when someone comes to us and they're depressed or they want to kill themselves? Because I am a psychiatrist, that's very real for me, and I know it's also real for you. So could you and I talk about what it's like when you have a patient that comes into you? I can talk about my perspective and we can have a conversation.
You know, of course, recently I find many, many more mind problems all over Italy. I have clients from Germany, from Switzerland, some from the States. Mind is a very bad issue today, the state of mind.
Yes.
Because we are living hard times.
Yes.
And people are not connected to their heart. And without that connection, you cannot be in balance. You cannot be healthy. So talking about children, when I help my patients with medicine of soul, it's amazing how they talk to their inner child and how it works. It's easy and it works. And when they talk to their inner child, their frequencies get higher. So if you want to be healthy, talk to your inner child, have high frequencies. So with quantum medicine, we can measure our frequencies. It's not philosophy, it's medicine. You understand? So when our frequencies are high, you are balanced and you are healthy, you're strong. Your body-mind connection is working. You are centered in your heart and in your third chakra, which is number one to be healthy. So recently, since March, since the lockdown we had in Italy, which was very bad, very strict, unbelievable, my clients blew out their minds, many of them. Mm-hmm. But with this, trying to help them to go inside, mm-hmm. not outside. We are outside 99% of our time. We are unconscious 95% of our time. Mm-hmm. But now it's time to be conscious, to be aware, to be centered. And you can even improve your health.
Absolutely.
Because your frequencies go higher.
Yes. So one thing I want to say, and we can go back and forth. When I went to India, I too have gone to India. I was really fortunate to speak at the Dalai Lama's Body, Mind, Life conference on nurturing children's mental health. And I want to say, talking about awareness, self-love, and altruism, I see those as universal truths. And when you're talking about with your patient, telling them, or client, going into their inner child, you and I are having a resonance right now. Our words are connecting. I'm getting chills, actually. You and I are both talking about healing. We're talking about self-love. And we're talking about suffering. And I like to think of cycles, that people, we all go into different cycles. Crisis, stabilization, and thrive. So a lot of times when my patients come to see me, they're in crisis. So then I work with them in a holistic way, biological, psychological, social, cultural, and spiritual. And that includes discussing the unseen energy, that it's not just the Newtonian universe, it's also a quantum universe. And so I agree, since the pandemic, the suicide rates have been up around the world. The addiction, alcohol sales are up 60% here in the United States. I have had, in the last month, I've had 3 patients that now are no longer suicidal. They want to stay on Earth. And so I think, have you been seeing increase in, have your patients and clients been telling you, I've been sad, more drinking, or what has it been like?
Yeah, many, even more. They are growing. Because the situation is hard, people are unhappy, mm-hmm. and there is this crime against humanity all over the world. We had no more freedom. We had no more human rights. I'm talking about Italy, but it's just the same in Europe, maybe in the States. And the only thing that the government said to us, wash your hands and wear a face mask.
Hmm.
Nobody told about prevention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Preventive medicine exists since 3,000 years.
Yes.
And it's about your diet. It's about your healthy food. It's about some healthy organic remedies, supplements, homeopathy, phytotherapy, spagyrics you can use to improve your immune system, and you are not getting any disease at all.
Yes.
Have you heard about Mother Teresa of Calcutta? She never got sick. She has been working 55 years. Dr. Schweizer in Africa worked with ill children for more than 40 years, he never got sick. So what's the difference? They have high frequencies.
Yes.
They have faith. They live inside, not only outside. That's the difference.
Yes.
And it makes a great difference.
So with respect, since you brought up Mother Teresa, Dr. Mario Beauregard in Canada, he had done a study where he measured the frequency after the nuns had been meditating. and took a look at what that looks like. So what you and I are talking about is different resonance when we practice mindfulness, when we are in it. I don't even look at the word meditation. I look like life is the meditation.
Yeah.
I'm right here with you. We're holding sacred space. And I like to tell people the only moment we have is right now. When we go back and we worry about the past or get too into the future, we're not able to have our fullest joy and be responsible for our happiness, which then allows us to have higher resonance.
I remember many years ago, my daughter was not even born. My wife and I, she's a psychotherapist, Adela. We had an experiment with a group of 20 meditators, and we took some Killian photographs. Killian is a photograph about your energy. And so we took photographs before meditation, during meditation, and after meditation. And it's unbelievable how much the energy can change. So you're not wasting your time when you're practicing mindfulness, meditation, yoga, and visualization. You are improving your immune system, your soul, your heart, whatever you want to talk about. However you want to call it, your soul or your energy, it's up to you. It doesn't matter, but yes. It works.
Yes, absolutely. Well, at Harvard, Dr. Sarah Latz, they did an MRI study of people who had never meditated. And then 8 weeks later, they looked at their brain. And I talked about this in India. And in the East, everyone knows this. But in the West, they're just starting to embrace this. It's like a re-remembering, because it's not neither this nor that. We've had these tools, like you said, for thousands of years. And the studies at Harvard showed that after, just like the photos you were taking, that the MRIs of the brain, that the amygdala changed, that the areas of the brain with increased awareness, more focus, more compassion, more universality. So to me, I've talked about meditation as mind medicine. And yeah. I talk with my patients about
You're
that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we're very excited because...
I'll tell you what, I teach psychosomatic medicine at the University of Pegaso.
Mm-hmm.
It is an online university, very easy. You click and you are connected. My doctors and psychologists, students, they don't believe me. They say, you're crazy. How can you change your energy through meditation? And so, in my book, Medicine and Soul, there are many examples about this. And there are many, many scientific researches about these changes, how your health improves through meditation, how your immune system gets better, how your endocannabinoid system improves through meditation. So my students take just about a year to believe me.
Yeah.
The first year in the master I teach, they are not believers. They are unbelievers. They think I'm crazy. They tell me you're nuts. Okay, I'm nuts, but try. Why don't you try?
By the way, I'm smiling. I don't think you're nuts. I'm a believer. Keep going.
You know, even children come to me with this method. Mindfulness is so simple. Even a child can practice mindfulness.
Well, I have, with respect, my belief system is that children are so connected to source, so connected to love, so connected to higher power, that one of my passionate goals in this lifetime is to integrate wellness and mindfulness programs at a very young age. And Dr. Lena, in the United States, Goldie Hawn has a program called the Mind Up program.
Yeah.
So when my son went to kindergarten here in Manhattan Beach, in the California part of America, it's very kind of advanced thinking, very open to meditation and fitness. And so that integration, you talk about talking to your inner child, but if we keep our children who are very connected to high resonance, connected to love coming into earth, if we can keep them at that prevention love frequency and integrate into preschools, homes, kindergartens, this idea of teaching people what their mindscape is. I've taught my son that, and you've taught your daughter that. Your Simonetta, who I know and is very bright, beautiful soul, she grew up with you and her mom. So her universes, your universe, her mom's, and then hers come together, and there's a resonance. So I believe that when we keep our mind, and the children do, the children naturally can be meditators because they're already playing. And when you're in the moment of play, recreation, happiness, that is the higher resonance. So I think that one thing that I see as a prevention is to have this integrated, just like people say, like the Pledge of Allegiance for the flag, it should be mindfulness integrated. And they did do that at my son's school. He came home in kindergarten and said, "Mom, I want to tell you about the amygdala. Did you know that this amygdala helps us to not have fear?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And so tell me about this. Don't you think that children have a great vibration?
Children love to meditate. You know what's happening now in Sweden? Sweden is up north in Europe. In many, many schools, children, when they do not behave, when they get bad marks, they go to a class room, which is called meditation class. Instead of getting bad marks, instead of having bad words from teachers and from parents, they go to the meditation class. When they get out, they are so full of energy and light.
I love that.
It's beautiful. We are trying to do the same in Tuscany, which is near Florence. A few schools applied to start mindfulness with very little children, kindergarten and elementary school. They started last year. And you know, children are so sensitive and unbelievable, really. So frequencies are the key for a good health. How come? Because the whole universe is made of frequencies. 95% of the universe is empty. But it's not really empty, because every single second, the universe, which is our mother or father or whatever you want to call it, every single moment, the universe is sending us so many frequencies, electromagnetic fields, and so many, and every second we are nourished through these rays and frequencies and vibrations that come from the universe. And it's unbelievable that inside of the atom, there is electron, proton, but 95% is empty. Mm-hmm. Only 5% is matter. As we touch the table, we touch a glass of water, but 95% is empty. So I teach my clients to find their emptiness, which is not empty, which is full of light, full of energy. And whenever they do, they feel fine.
So if I can, since we're talking about the quantum universe, I went to an amazing lecture at UCLA with Dr. Dan Siegel, who's an international adult and child psychiatrist, mindful expert, and also with a quantum physicist, Dr. Minas Kafatos, who works with Deepak Chopra. One thing that was incredible that parallels what you're talking about is in the quantum understanding of the universe, when there's a crisis, there's something called the zero point energy. And that's a space like you're talking about, if you can only imagine, where there's the most infinite, infinite, infinite amount of ability to change. And so I integrate that concept. I explain and educate my patients that it's not just the what we can see with our eye, that there's the unseen energy. And then in the Chinese world, crisis also means opportunity. So I take my patients like you do and teach them how to use their own energy to go from that crisis place to have infinite health and infinite love. But it's very much an integrative process. So it's an education, it's unseen energy, it's nutrition, fitness, and then teaching people how to use their feelings. I'm an alchemist, so I teach them if they identify sadness or anger or fear when they're in crisis, I say, imagine taking all of the energy of those feelings when you're in crisis. Imagine wrapping up all that energy and throwing it out into the universe. Imagine it going from neutrality to love. So I help them do visualizations and I integrate it with their real world, oh, I'm feeling this or I'm feeling that. But what you're talking about, Dr. Lena, is educating people of the power of the unseen energy.
That's it. And by the way, holistic medicine is very helpful because through homeopathy and spagyrics and acupuncture and Bach flowers and phytotherapy, they help to integrate, and you can handle your emotions in a better way.
Absolutely.
So through holistic medicine, meditation is easier. Mm-hmm. Mindfulness is easier. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful tool. Holistic medicine, quantum medicine is very, very helpful. Sometimes my clients get some chemical remedy.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter because there is no contrast. There is no fight. I found out that if my client is taking some natural remedy and some chemical remedy at the same time, there is no fight between them. They cooperate.
I'm just calling this namaste. What I liked, I love what you just said about cooperation. When I speak of, you're talking about holistic versus chemical, I am a doctor who can prescribe medicine, Western medicine. But everyone knows I have a reputation for getting people off of medicine if possible, but we don't judge it. We come from a place of neutrality because everything's a tool in the toolbox. There can be the tool of holistic, the tool of chemical, but what you need to do is you need to go within with your doctor, your holistic practitioner, and you need to go with an open mind of all possibilities of healing. And my professional opinion is that there are times when chemical medicines could be necessary. But if you have prevention, a knowledge of quantum medicine, a knowledge of your own genetics, one tries to not use, I as a doctor that practices all, there's nothing wrong. Sometimes people really benefit from a medicine. And that doesn't mean they're not meditating. It doesn't mean they're not eating healthy. And that's a very, very personal, unique plan. Sometimes the world, we're living at a very unbelievable time in the world. The linear language is very precise. So sometimes it can come across, it's only this way or only that way. What you and I are talking about is that holistic medicine complements can complement Western medicine if needed. And just like you can apply this to politics or everything. I mean, we're one humanity. We're one group of sentient beings. We have the ability to bridge, and we have to then know our own health. And I think a big part of what you do, Dr. Lima, is you educate and you empower and you inspire people to go the holistic preventative route. However, you don't judge if their particular medical situation requires chemical use. That can be complementary too.
Yes, sometimes I feel like a bridge.
Yes.
I have to connect their chemical past with this moment when they come to me, and this moment they want to change. They want to practice meditation and have some natural food, natural remedies. So I'm kind of a bridge.
Yes, I agree. So
it's
I have a
funny
question.
But that's what I feel.
I feel like we're very much in universe in a resonance on this interview. One thing I wanted to say when you're talking about the soul is in Greek, the word psychiatrist means doctor of the soul. And when I connect with my patients, even before I call them back, before the very first time I meet them, I, in my mind's eye, my level of awareness in the unseen way can be clear knowing, clear feeling. So I do what's called an attunement. I try to tune in and really then be ready to listen to them. Because many times, I'm sure you can relate, before someone comes to see me via telehealth or before the pandemic in person, I, as a doctor and also as an intuitive and an awareness, very aware individual, I have my medical formulation, but I also have my energy formulation. Can you relate to this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, because our medical school helped us to find out how the body works. And that's okay. But now we are dealing with energy. You know, Einstein, 100 years ago, used to say, you have to deal with the energy of your body, not just with your body. For my students, when I teach psychosomatic medicine at the university, my students don't understand what I'm talking about. What kind of energy are you talking about? Well, listen, energy is measurable. You know, when you get up early in the morning and you are dead, you have no energy. Mm-hmm. When you get up and you are nice and you feel love and you want to live the whole day, you have energy. So you can detect by yourself when you do have energy and when you do not. It's not philosophy. It's your life.
Yes. Can we get really precise with the tool in the toolbox? You spoke about when we get up in the morning. And one thing that I'd like to discuss with you, because I have this feeling that you completely will agree, is one thing that I integrate with my clients is a practice of gratitude. And that gratitude and being thankful and really taking inventory of things that are going right in our lives, that sets a vibrational frequency of a very healthy mind. Do you discuss that with your clients?
Of course, because medicine and soul is made up of a few steps, 5, 6 steps. One of those steps is gratitude. When you practice gratitude, you are connected to your heart. When your heart works, listen to me, the heart energetic level, the heart electromagnetic field is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain energetic field, 5,000 1,000 times more. So when you are connected to your heart, you are 5,000 times more energetic. And gratitude is the best way to feel your heart. I always tell my clients, stick to your heart. How can I do? Stick to your heart. Feel grateful. When you start your day early in the morning with a gratitude, you are grateful the whole day.
So can you go take us through those steps? That might be a good way to kind of get, like, enjoy this first time meeting. You talked about the gratitude, which is something I talk with all my patients about, and being connected. So what comes to mind is stay connected to our higher self. And our higher self is our heart energy. And what are the other steps? You wanted to say 5 or 6 basic fundamentals.
Well, whenever a client comes to me, they come with a disease in their mind. Oh, my poor heart, my poor stomach, my poor belly, my period is not working, or whatever. So they feel their body is an enemy. And I tell them, oh no, you have to become friends. How can I become friends with my gastritis or bronchitis or vascular disease? You have to, because your subconscious is giving you some hints, some informations through the disease. Don't call it disease, just call it, it's happening that my stomach hurts a little bit. Maybe because I am not paying any attention to my stomach. But if you do pay attention to your stomach, it will not hurt you anymore. And it works. So when they talk to their body, the body answers.
Yes.
You talk to your body talks to you. So you become friends, which is a totally different dimension. But, you know, they want to know, how can I work? How can I do it? Stick to your heart, and your heart will take care of the whole situation. Because there is a heart-brain connection. When it's working, you are wonderful. When the heart takes over your brain, when the electromagnetic field of your heart takes over the electromagnetic field of your brain, this is physics, this is quantum medicine, the whole body is working in a perfect way. But usually it's different. The brain wants to be the boss. Your mind wants to fight, wants to be the boss. And so there is no connection.
So I want to get really clear on words, because I know that you and I, it's really interesting. In the Western world or material science, when people think of the brain, they think of the actual brain, like the way it looks that we see on television. And then we talk neurotransmitters. But when I speak of the mind, I think it's similar to yours. It's not encompassed within the brain only in the material realm. So I want to educate people. For me, when I talk about the mind also integrates not only the what we would think that would be thoughts encased within the brain, but that there's unseen energy, and that the energy of our thoughts travel through space and time. So for me, when I speak the mind, one mind, that is a more infinite definition or description that's ever evolving and ever changing. And that's how I bridge. I'm a bridge as well. I'm a catalyst. I'm a wordsmith. And my understanding of the universe integrates Newtonian and quantum. And so many people are still living in the Newtonian only universe. Now, I don't need to get in any debates with any physicist, because to me, anyone that's a scientist, a practicing medicine, anyone, we all have value. We need to do the scientific method. We need to get data. And the way I look at you and I is that we have our earth self and our earth age, And I look at us as having our soul age. And so some of us are older souls than others. There's no judgment. We're all on a different energy path. So our even our belief systems are going to be different based on our cultural and spiritual belief systems. So I like to integrate, and I want to introduce a term to you that I've been using for 4 years now that I'm actually like trademarking just because I want to honor it. It's not about the trademark. It's mm-hmm. about the fact of how to use the term. In academia, we talk about neurodiversity and we talk about neurotypical. And I wanted to have a word that was all encompassing and healthy so people can embrace their unique style of processing the world. So the word I've been using, which I was told people really love, is neurostyle. I'll say it again, neurostyle. And it's defined as we all process and perceive information in our own unique way. And that encompasses, it's all encompassing, biological, psychological, social, cultural, and spiritual, or spiritual / energy. And so when I say this to you, I know that this is how you educate your clients to embrace their neurostyle, their health, their well-being. Because I think what you said about being your own, I teach my patients to be their own best friend. I don't like the word disorder. It's like nails on the chalkboard for me. I have to do this thing where I do these insurance forms. I don't take insurance, but I give people the form so that their insurance can pay them. But I have to then tell them, you're John, like their name, like you're so-and-so. Just because you came to me and in the Western mind, you have the major depression, don't land on thinking now I'm depressed for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. We have to take your mind from a place to feeling in the disease state, to feeling at ease, having self-love, awareness, and non-judgment. So you and I have synchronicity in practicing teaching people to love themselves, go into the suffering, have new words, new thoughts, and new behaviors to honor their highest level of self-love and highest level of health.
You know, many, many clients tell me, I feel new. I feel I am a new person, but you are a new person now. You have changed. You have dropped old, dirty habits. Your belief system was so rotten. Now you are even, now you are balanced. Mm-hmm. I was trained in body psychotherapy, as I told you. So my method is easy because you can use your body, your stomach, your muscles, because there is a lot of wisdom in your body. And it's easier to be connected to your body than to analyze some people. It's easier and it works. So body psychotherapy says, stick to your body. Body has wisdom. Body has a lot of emotions. And if you help those emotions to come out, they come out of the darkness and they can see the light. So it's like a journey from darkness to light. This kind of method I'm talking about.
Yes. What's interesting, because I talk about alchemy and the words I use is crisis, stabilization, thrive. And I even teach people to use words like when someone comes to me with, oh, I have anxiety. And then I'm helping them to even pay attention to their thoughts and what they say to themselves. And I even help them change their words to new words that are higher vibrational frequency. So instead of saying I'm anxiety, I'm concerned. So we come up and I teach them how to come up with their own words that make them feel healthy. Does that make me feel healthy or not? When I eat a certain food, how do I feel? Is it natural, organic? How do I feel? So it's a teaching of a greater awareness. That's why I talk about awareness, self-love, and altruism. So it's very interesting because a lot of times people, like you started the very beginning of the interview, that we look for happiness outside of ourselves. And if we remember, let's get really precise and specific now, Dr. Alina. We are living, you're in Italy. I want to go there before we end this interview. Mm-hmm. I'm in the United States. And we'll have another interview, but the humanity is suffering.
Yeah.
So for some of us that went into the pandemic with a very much inner peace and knowing that happiness lies within, I am going to be very honest with you. Number one, I'm very sad for the world. I'm sad for the economy. I'm sad for people who are ill. But for me, going on lockdown and doing telehealth, this has been the most creative time of my life.
Oh, yeah?
Because I went into this time with a good mind that was ready to be creative. So I've used this time, my resonance, I've done 44 shows. I've interviewed people. I'm still keeping up my swimming.
Me too.
So I'm not trying to be disrespectful to those who are suffering, but I went into this pandemic with a very, if you want to say I cleared karma already, I came into it with healing. I don't want anyone to think I haven't had suffering or I haven't had betrayals or I don't go through stomach aches. I've had times where I want to make sure I'm being very human here. But going into this pandemic, my mindset and my inner peace and happiness, I know that it lies within, that it's my job to create happiness. It's my job how much I turn on the news. I don't sit there all day long. Like, people have their televisions on just listening to negative news all the time. You're actually hurting your brain if you're doing that. You have to have the right quality and quantity of information you allow in. Because if you allow too much, then you actually disrupt your own happiness. So for me personally, I've seen a lot of expansion, creativity. Mm-hmm. I'm in nature. I like not always going around in the car. I like the swimming routine. For me, it's like I've been on my own commune.
Oh, yes.
And so how does it
was and beautiful.
How has it been for you?
Even my clients, they were so grateful during the lockdown and they kept on telling me, thank you. Thank you, you're here. Because all the other doctors have disappeared, but mm-hmm. you are here. I've been working every single day.
Me too.
But then I had a lot of spare time to walk around, whatever, meditate.
Yeah.
But they were so grateful for me being there.
Yes.
So and you see how.
So one thing I want to say then for a tool for everyone is if we are on lockdown, and what is it specifically like for you in your town right now? Are you guys able to go to restaurants?
Now,
what's it like?
Mm-hmm. Now we are kind of free.
Oh, you're free.
They are telling us the virus is coming back. In September, maybe October, the virus went to, I don't know where, for 2 or 3 months, but now it's coming back. So be ready, because when he comes back, he will hit you even harder. So it's childish. And more people are becoming conscious, aware that it's a trick. It's a dirty trick. Of course, they have their reasons, but people have to become independent. People have to become self-centered. They have to go back to their heart.
Mm-hmm.
because that's the only way out.
Mm-hmm.
If you get stuck to your mind, your mind is full of thoughts.
So, Dr. Lena, before we wrap up, I think it might be nice when we're talking about the pandemic. We're really also, it's not really about the pandemic. It's our whole talk has been about health, wellness, prevention, quantum medicine. So whether it's a pandemic, whether it's an election, whether it's civil unrest, you and I have been talking about a healthy and loving heart-centered mindset. So I think I would like to just end the interview with some top tips that you and I can both give everyone. I know that I said that gratitude, I first of all want to say, when I woke up this morning, because I know it's like 9 hours later there, I was so grateful. I'm like, I get to meet Dr. Lena today. So gratitude is something that people need to remember, that even if we're in this time of crisis, whether it's financially or our health, that if we are grateful for everything that's going right, like, oh my goodness, I have food on the table. Oh my goodness, I have a loving relative. Oh my goodness, it's sunny today. I can go outside and get some fresh air. So I'd like to offer gratitude as a very big fundamental part of health, because it raises our frequency, like you said, and connects us to heart. So can you give some tips about like maybe anything that you'd like to, like we can leave everyone with a couple tips.
Of course, you have to stay healthy anyway. This is called prevention. Don't wait that any virus, any disease comes knocking at your door. You have to take good care of yourself every day. Start with a good meditation every morning. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Then eat good organic food. Second step, food. Food can be a medicine or a poison. It's up to you. If you eat processed food, you're going to die. So if you want to be healthy, you need good food, organic food. Quantum medicine has a few medical devices which are able to increase and balance your frequencies. It takes only 10 minutes a day. In those 10 minutes, the machine is working and is sending you all the good frequencies you need. Quantum medicine is working with low intensity and low frequency, not high intensity and high frequencies. That's quite different. We are using biological frequencies. Otherwise, they are dangerous. Then, holistic medicine has a lot of remedies. Homeopathy, spagyrics, phytotherapy, so many remedies so you can stay healthy. If you stay healthy, no virus is going to harm you, no disease is coming, or you get something but very little disease. And it's quite different. Instead of going to the hospital, you're not that bad, you can stay home, you can fast. For instance, you can fast 16 hours a week, which is intermittent fasting, and it's working so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many, many, many suggestions through holistic medicine and this kind of view. It's a different view of humans.
Well, and I share your views. Other thing I'd like to add, since we're giving tips, is I think during this time of lockdown or quarantine or semi-lockdown, taking inventory of the energy vibrations of individuals, whether they be family or friends, And I say to people, choose your friends wisely in how you talk. If you notice that people are talking in a negative way a lot, or complaining, or against others, dial down the amount of time you spend with that person. Use the time to really always look at who, not only is my gratitude, my practice of meditation, my good food, my good sleep, my exercise, but also who is my peer group? I tell my patients, if they're in a work environment, that they're, if they're blessed to be working right now, I have someone that's in a work environment that's toxic, but they need the money because of just earth stuff. So I actually coach people on how to have minimal interactions, or also how to use the energy if you're around someone that's more fear-based or negative. So I think on top of all the good within, we have to then make very careful strategic ways we interact with others. And I teach people about imagining white light around themselves or water, because then they create an energy jacket where they don't take the hit of that energy as much. So that's another tool that I like to tell people. And then I say to them, like this one person, just to be very concrete, I said to her, listen, you're so blessed to have work. She's like, I know. And I said, well, why don't we start dreaming of your next business, what you want to do, because you're so successful. And we'll start that so that when you're at the end of your workday, you already have a new website, a new idea, and you have hope. Because people sometimes don't realize that, that we manifest our own reality. And then if we can envision what we want for ourselves, that's an energy embodiment that we can realize. So I like to, just like you probably do with your clients, you probably have them do visualizations.
Yep.
Like right now with the pandemic, if people are sad that they have to stay in more, they can't go out to restaurants, or they can't go back to school, we have to tell ourselves, this too shall pass. We will have things back to maybe a little bit different, but we need to not get stuck. I think that that's the part when we say it's a trick, we have to create our own positive realities. That's so important. What do you think here, wrapping up? What do you think about that?
You're right. When you were talking about the energy check, and I remember that during my sessions, I teach people how to create a light bubble, a light energy bubble. And they walk around with that bubble all around them. And it's unbelievable how it works.
Yes.
Because they feel that there is protection. They feel there is the energy is taking care of them.
Yes. Yes.
Because our inner child is very frightened. And in these days, you know, they're trying to make us frightened. They're trying through television and newspapers. They're sending bad messages, terrible messages. So if you are protected, they will never hurt you.
Yes.
Otherwise, if you're weak, they're going to break you.
Yes. So I love to have humor. Part of who I am is what you just said. For instance, there's some shows, okay? There's The Hunger Games, there's Game of Thrones, there's Star Wars, that has to do with like the light versus the dark, the good versus evil. And so what you and I are talking about is that we create our own highest level of frequency, our own self-love, our own universe, our own gratitude, good nutrition, exercise, fitness, sleep, who we hang out with. Remember, everyone, we create our own realities. So minimize things that are, if we want to even use very nice neutral words, healthy versus unhealthy for ourselves. When we watch a show, does it feel like the people are being kind or unkind? When people are listening to an article, Is this a fear-based article, or is this a kind of neutral scientific data, maybe love-based? Pay attention and then decide what quantity and quality you need to have your own highest level of health, right?
Yes, because we create our world.
Yes.
We create our health. We create our disease.
Yes.
We are creators. That's why.
Yes. And then we can be manifestors.
Of course.
Then we take it one
we
step.
We have to. Further.
So I'm really grateful because I interviewed your daughter, Simonetta Lean, and she and I, by the way, I met your daughter because she was doing such amazing things with her brand. She and I both have the desire. She's got her beautiful universe. I have my beautiful universe, but our universes met because I saw she was doing something very nice on media. She was raising awareness about bullying. And because I'm a doctor and I work with children, teens, and adults, bullying is something I hear in my office a lot. So when Simonetta was bringing that up, I interviewed her on my show. She's had me on some things. So this is also, there can be very good things about the media. You can choose to be a good influencer and raise awareness of kind things. So I want to thank you and also her mother for being amazing parents and creating, I know Simonetta is her own force to be reckoned with. I want to give her her own beautiful standalone power as a soul. But you and her mother are such amazing, loving, educated, beautiful people. And I've heard all about you and her mother prior to ever meeting you. So I'm incredibly grateful that I got to share this time with you today, Dr. Lena.
Yeah, and we are so much in tune. The two of us.
You know what? We really are. And what I'd like to do is, this is the first of probably many interviews that we'll do. I think now that we've had this time together, we can maybe pick a topic and do some shorter interviews to help others. Does that sound good?
Okay, I love that.
Me too. Well,
so thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
So bye-bye from Italy. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, Roma.
You're going to have to help me with my Italian. You should send me some Italian words. Oh, I'm such a universe geek. You should send me some quantum physics words in Italian.
Yeah.
That's your assignment, Dr. Lena, so I can keep growing with a positive mind. So thank you again for all you're doing in Italy, and I look forward to sharing time with you on this venue again.
When we say goodbye in Italy, we say arrivederci, amore, which is love. Arrivederci, amore.
Okay.
Arrivederci, amore.
Arrivederci, amore.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.